USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Tracking Project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time.
Houston, Texas. Oregon, this California. Station is owned and operated by EMSICO LLC, a privately held Texas corporation.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Tracking Project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas, as Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says.
If you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocols. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving, the TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
After having some of the most stringent lockdowns in one state, some of the residents are finally fed up.
Crowds gathered in front of Huntington Beach Pier Saturday night to protest the first night of a nearly statewide nighttime curfew imposed by Democrat Governor Newsom. The curfew affects all Southern California counties, but protesters in Orange County were sending a message to the governor.
Patriots are uniting, and we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. We're all right. We are Americans, and they will never take our rights away.
ABC 7 in Los Angeles reported the people gathered at the 10 p.m. curfew time Saturday along Pacific Coast Highway at Main Street. Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Ryan Riley said the group was law-abiding for the most part. One person was arrested for public intoxication. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia is denying a meeting between their prime minister and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, saying the meeting never took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we prepare for Thanksgiving this week, Nicole McGlashan is a registered dietitian at the University of Louisville. She says it's okay to celebrate with all the traditional fixings, just don't overdo it.
Make sure that you're celebrating Thanksgiving one time. So be careful what you bring home with you as far as leftovers. Don't pack enough to feed you for the week.
McGlashan speaking there on Louisville's CBS affiliate, WLKY. Many law enforcement officials in California will not enforce a new COVID curfew.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10P and 5A play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello and welcome to TNCRadio.live. This is the Truckers Network Radio Show, and here's your host, Shelley Johnson.
Thank you, Tom. Truckers Network Radio Show on TNCRadio.live. We're all about trucking, the news, information, comedy, and music truckers want to hear. Today we have Tom Kirk of Truckers Christmas Group, which is an organization that raises funds for CDL drivers and families in the U.S. and Canada who need support during the Christmas season. They put presents under the tree. This is their 13th year doing fundraising, from what I understand. Welcome, Tom. This is such an awesome cause. Did you want to start with what started your group and its history so listeners get to know what you're doing?
Yes, Shelley, that'd be a great place to start. But first of all, let me thank you so very much for having us on here today.
You're really welcome.
Do appreciate the opportunity to kind of share what we do. And it started way back in 2008 when some of the drivers out here are probably going to remember these trucking bulletin boards where drivers used to communicate with each other, whether it's through Let's Truck or other forums. And the wonderful Wayne Horkman, some people may remember him, came up with this idea saying, "I have an extra $500 and I feel I need to help a trucking family in need this year. Does anyone know of a family that might be struggling?" And some other drivers heard this and says, "You know, this is a great idea. Let's all pitch in so we can try to help some families in need." And that was really the genesis of the group. And the next year, some drivers said, "You know, we had so much fun doing this last year and helping these families. Let's keep on doing this." And it just built from there. And a couple trucking charities over the years were an umbrella organization for us. And about 2014, 2015, the decision was made to branch out under our own 501c3 nonprofit. So we are a fully recognized tax deductible charity by the U.S. here. And as a result, we've kind of grown, you know, continually. Some years it's been a very slow and steady growth. Last year we grew by leaps and bounds. But our mission is to pretty much help bring some hope to the drivers who may have lost theirs, you know, during a difficult season such as Christmas, and to help drivers in both U.S. and Canada with basically some financial aid that is a non-restricted grant, so they can use it to pay bills, buy food for the Christmas table, maybe some small presents for their kids if they have them, pretty much anything that they feel will benefit their family. That's really the purpose of our group.
That's so awesome. And I imagine this year's really presented some challenges to truckers.
Oy vey, to say it the least. And not just to drivers in general who we may be helping, but to the team of drivers. We're kind of unique as a trucking charity. A lot of the trucking charities are run by drivers from their cabs, just like ours, and are all volunteer organizations where no one gets paid. But we have the added challenge is a lot of these charities kind of work year-round. We're, to my knowledge, the only charity that does everything we do in approximately 2.5 months. So we really don't get started. I mean, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that people don't see that may go on throughout the year. But most of our work starts mid to late September, first part of October, and we're more or less wrapped up by middle of December, a little bit before Christmas. So we have to do all of our raising of awareness, vetting of applicants, fundraising. We got about really 30 to 45 days in which we're working fast and furious to get all of that done. So that kind of makes us unusual in that sense, but you figure in the COVID some of us, because of what we haul, are even busier than normal. Other people might have a little bit more time. You figure all of that stress and strain on the volunteers, plus the drivers themselves that are going through difficult times, whether it's through financial hardship directly or indirectly because of COVID, or in the case of a large percentage of our families, just major health issues, which may or may not have anything to do with COVID that have come up. And actually, well, we'll get into a little story on this a little later. I've got a story from our very own Santa Claus about a recent health incident that he's had that he kind of wants to make drivers aware of.
You know, we have drivers who, for a whole bunch of reasons, and probably, if I was to guess, 90% or more of the drivers and their families that we help each year are medically based situations where either the driver or a family member has had a severe medical condition that brings them off the road or severely limits their income ability, you know, a variety of things. And really, something that kind of goes along with that is our very own Santa Claus, Greg Manchester, who's one of the founding members, has been actually fighting pneumonia lately, which, okay, that doesn't sound like a big deal. Everybody instantly goes, well, it's probably from COVID. Actually, it got started from, of all things, being a truck driver and getting a DVT or a deep vein thrombosis. So what is you get a blood clot in your leg, which can move and cause a pulmonary embolism, which is what happened in his case. Or in some cases, if it moves up to the brain, it can cause a stroke. And that's not saying that some of the drivers that have strokes or other issues on the road, they're all caused by these DVTs, but anyone that sits for real long periods of time, like truck drivers do, are at risk for that. So that's actually something he kind of wanted me to share with people on the radio today, is that that is a very real situation that helps with truck drivers. And a couple simple things you can do is moving your legs around, walking a little more often, wearing things such as compression socks. You know, that's not the be-all, end-all to cure it, but it or prevent it 100%. But those are simple things you can do to kind of take care of yourself out of there and hopefully prevent yourself from getting into a situation like Greg and so many others that get these DVTs can do. And that's, you know, really kind of what we do. Really, at the end of the day, that's kind of what we do here. We help drivers that have had these major health issues out on the road and give them a little bit of hope, because a lot of there's some great organizations out there, such as St. Christopher's and so many others, that can help with bills. But the way they're structured is, you know, if there's a holiday coming up or something that's kind of, that could be important to the family, they don't really have that extra leeway to give them a little extra money to maybe buy a holiday dinner or to do an activity that could create a lasting memory for a family that may have a terminally ill driver. Last year, three of the families that we helped, unfortunately, had terminally ill drivers, and we were able to help them to create some lasting positive memories around the holiday. And unfortunately, all three drivers passed not long after Christmas, but one of the families reached out to me a couple weeks ago and actually expressed wonder gratitude and wanted to know how they can maybe try to pay it forward this year. But they were able to express their gratitude to us because he says, you know, this driver was one who was active in charity, really, you know, tried to promote the industry and do everything in a positive manner for truck drivers. And yet here he, you know, because of his illness, he more or less had lost everything, was sitting here going into Christmas going, how can I do something for my family, creating a lasting positive memory when I've pretty much lost everything? And it's just, you know, us being able to come in and give him that small gift of $500 that he could use as he saw fit really gave him some dignity and pride back. And, you know, if you know of any driver out there who may be struggling or going through a hard time, even if you're not 100% certain of their situation, you know, every year we hear, well, I'm not sure if we qualify, or I'm not sure if this family qualifies, go ahead, submit an application to www.tcgo.org. Right at the top there, you'll see a little button that says nominations. Click on it. There's a few basic rules and things you can read through, and then there's a form at the bottom that you go ahead and fill out. And you fill in as much information as you know. So if you're nominating somebody and you don't know all the details, put in what you know. If you wish to remain anonymous, that's completely acceptable. There's a little button or box you check off for that there, so you, and we do keep that information confidential. And at that point, it basically goes to our vetting committee of elves, where we read the information. We call both the person who did the nomination and the family being nominated, ask them a few basic questions, really want them to just to share their stories. And that's kind of what we do, is we sit back, we listen to these stories, and then, you know, a little bit before Christmas, we look at everyone we've talked to, and we pretty much rank the families on a 1 to 10 scale. And then we start at the top of the list once we add all the scores up. And for as long as we have money, we go down for all the families that qualify, and we basically will help every family that we have money for that qualifies for assistance. And we try to do it as fairly as possible because we have a lot of tremendous stories that are extremely moving. But some years, unfortunately, we don't always have enough funds. So, one, it's important that we get nominations because there's drivers out there who do need assistance. The drivers, a lot of times, I hear this every year. Well, I don't think I'm as bad off as so-and-so. And we heard this last year from this one driver. And by the time, but things really aren't that bad. By the end of the call, when he finished sharing his story, we wanted to reach through the phone and kind of shake him and go, dude, they really are that bad. So that's, you know, part of what we do here is we listen to their stories. We try to give them a hope, a friendly ear that they can just share some of what they're going through, and just remind them that there are people in the trucking industry that really do care, and we want to help.
Well, I think your cause is so awesome. I mean, you're returning hope and dignity to trucker families. How close are you this year to reach your goal? I know you've had challenges with COVID. The networking opportunities haven't been there.
No, they really have not. Each year we set a goal of approximately $20,000. When I checked on it last night, and I know there were some more donations I was getting emails on that were scheduled to come in, but we were about 15,000 or so. But at the end of the day, if we get a bunch more applications, we're going to need a lot more money.
Do you want fellow drivers to tell other drivers? I would think that would help, too.
We want anybody, whether it's a truck driver or somebody who knows truck drivers, has a passion for the trucking industry, please share this. You can go to our Facebook page, truckerschristmasgroup.org, share it out there that we do need nominations for families in need, but that we also need donations. And donation, there's a couple ways you can donate. You can go to the tcgo.org webpage, and there's a little donate button there where you can donate by credit card, PayPal. You can also find out, if you prefer to mail in a check, how to do so, right on the website. And if you would like, you can actually go to the Truckers Christmas Group store. We have a little online store where people donate things. We have a bunch of very generous companies such as Brake Safe, Back Shield, Trucker Stick, among others, that donate items to our store that we can sell. And then based on the proceeds from that, we'll get a donation. And we've got some great items in the store. And we've even got a tremendous sale that's going on right now in our store for the Black Friday week. We've got some clothes that have been donated to us over the years from Volvo, Mac, and some other places that are on sale right now with prices as low as $10 for some of the items. Some of these coats are valued at over $100. But they're in some, let's say, non-standard trucker sizes and limited quantities. So we've got some great prices on that, but we have a bunch of other great items in there. That Brake Safe device, as I mentioned a minute ago, and particularly if you're an owner-operator, it's a little device you put on your brakes to help you measure the stroke to make sure they're within the DOT limits. And it's a much more accurate and precise way to make sure when you have a DOT inspection coming up, whether it's your annual one or a roadside inspection, to get through it more quickly and easily with fewer problems. We've had drivers that have reported over the years, I went in there, as soon as the inspector saw what it was or realized what it did, my inspection got so much easier. So that is a great way. You can get a savings on a great device for your truck that can make hopefully save you some money down the road and make your life a little bit easier. So we have all kinds of items in the store. We have handcrafted items ranging from bracelets to cards to made in a whole bunch of hand-painted china, whether it is, you know, trivets, gorgeous wall plaques, Christmas ornaments. We have everything at all different sorts of price ranges, and those are some different ways that people can help. And lastly, We're always accepting donations of handcrafted items, people, you know, whether it's quilts or other things for the store, as well as working with businesses. We're hopefully going to be bringing a couple more items into the next couple of days from a couple of companies that just recently found out what we do and want to participate. So there's all kinds of ways that people can help. It's just a question of how they want to help.
Well, we can talk a little bit more in detail on how people can help. We're going to listen to a little Alabama Christmas memories. You folks are making Christmas memories for truckers and their families. We're talking to Tom Kirk of Truckers Christmas Group on TNCRadio.live.
There's a blanket of snow covering up the old road to the house where I was raised. Through the window I see the lights on the tree and a glow from the old fireplace. Though it all looks the same, so much has changed from the way it used to be. Christmas memories, happy years gone by, they come back to me, keep me warm inside. Still those memories stockings are filled, the old house is still, and the kids are all dreaming away. There's that old easy chair me and Daddy sat there waiting for Santa's sleigh. Now Daddy has gone, but we'll carry on, cause a little one still needs Christmas memories of happy years gone by. They come back to me, keep me warm inside. Still those Christmas memories, much to me. Oh, those Christmas memories make me cry.
This is the Truckers Network Radio Show. I'm Shelley Johnson with Tom Kelly. And today we've been talking to Tom Kirk of Truckers Christmas Group. This is an organization that raises funds for CDL drivers and families in the U.S. and Canada who need some valuable support during the Christmas season. You've had some great stories here, Tom. How else can people help your group? And can you share some more stories with us on maybe some trucker families your group has helped?
Certainly. I mean, as I said before, you can go to tcgo.org, donate on there, shop the store, sharing our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts. Just look up truckerschristmasgroup.org on any of those platforms, and our various usernames will come up. You can share that way. But the last thing we can always use volunteers for is help each year for the vetting process. where we talk to the families in need and help kind of figure out their situation. In some cases, we can even suggest additional resources, whether it's St. Christopher's or other resources that may be out there that could benefit the family, because sometimes they may be unaware of some of the resources that are out there. So we try to do referrals wherever we can. But the other way that we can always use help is behind the scenes, whether it's with, as I was kind of joking earlier, with IT stuff, social media. There's all different kinds of ways that people can donate, whether it's through products. And if anybody is saying, hey, I really want to help, but I don't know where I can help or what my talents are, if you email our president, Mark Abraham, Mark, M-A-R-K, at tcgo.org, he'll be more than happy to talk with you, help you figure out a way, or put you with our in contact with our volunteer coordinator, Idella Hansen, and they'll be more than happy to help you figure out additional ways that you can help. Because sometimes we're actually surprised that, you know, we think we've thought of every kind of a volunteer we need, and someone contacts us and say, hey, there's a way we'd like to help. An excellent example of this is last year, several of the trucking musicians, Bill Weaver, Ken Freeman, Paul Mahoffer, some names that may be familiar to your listeners, heard about what we were doing, and they all stepped up, and actually some of their music is in our online store, where you can, you know, get some merchandise from them. Some of it is exclusive to TCGO, and go ahead and do and just, you know, get a little gift and give back. But these musicians came for, how can we help? So they worked real hard last year to help us get the word out about TCGO and what we do. And they're actually working on some stuff this year. So it was people like Bill and Paul and Ken who came to us and says, what are some of the stuff we can do? You know, we're musicians. Enable this partnership really to kind of grow from that. So that is something that we're very proud of, is the way these trucking musicians and other people in the trucking community have stepped up to help us get the word out about what we do. And, you know, you wanted us to share some stories.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like where to begin, you know, who to pick or not to pick. There's sometimes a misconception with truck drivers that some of the people apply for this or lazy or whatever it is. Most of these men and women who are applying are very proud individuals. The first to go out and render aid, you know, when it's needed to their communities and things like this. But, you know, they fall on rough times, you know. Last year, we had a family, as an example. Yeah, they had they were an owner-operator. They had a mechanical breakdown. Then they had a flood that affected their house. Then one of them got injured. Then one of them, during the cleanup, got sick because of the cleanup due to mold. And you put all this stuff together, and here was a family that normally would be among the first to help, now needed some aid themselves. And one of the things that impresses me every year is we'll have a family or several families that is nominated, and they'll say, well, we really appreciate this and we could really use the help, but if you know a family that has kids, we want to make sure they get help first. You know, we don't want to take away from kids. Or they'll outright say, we'll be okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough, but make sure somebody else gets help. And they just outright turn us down. Canadian drivers that are involved in the fundraising. We do help drivers on both sides of the U.S. and Canadian border, and we work really hard to get the word out there that, hey, group of drivers that care, you know, we would like to help this when all possible. We do our best to help every driver that we can. But that's where we need people to let us know, or the driver to, once again, to let themselves know. We do have one little request, though. If you're going to nominate yourself, and there's no reason why you can't, when you'll go down there, you'll see that little box that says, you wish to remain anonymous. We're never quite sure how to handle the call where the driver that nominates themselves wants to remain anonymous from themselves. We've had this happen for a couple of years, and we just kind of sit and look at the application.
You're kind of cutting out there, Tom.
Oh, I apologize.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Much better.
That's one of the, how do we handle this situation where a driver wishes to remain anonymous from themselves? And we scratch our heads every year when that comes up. So
really at this, really from that perspective, anyone can nominate a driver in need, whether it's the driver themselves or whether it's somebody who believes that they know of a trucking family in need. And a couple, and actually last year we were on a radio show similar to this one, and had just hung up with the interview, and a phone rang from a driver. I says, I think I know two trucking families in need, but the one I'm not real sure about, he might be okay, he might not be okay. You know, he gave a little bit of the situation. We're like, you know what, go ahead, fill out the application, apply, and we'll go from there, which he went and did. And earlier how I mentioned we had the one driver that, you know, by the time we were done with the call, we wanted to tell him, dude, you are that driver. Things really are that bad. This was one of the people that was nominated last year because of a radio show like this one, where he kept telling people that he knew, well, things really aren't that bad. Well, we let him talk and share his story. You know, we didn't really give any leading questions. Well, we asked a couple leading questions, like, just share your story. And as he was sharing the story, we came to realize his situation really was that bad. He had gotten injured on the job. There were some problems with workers' comp, things of that nature. And while his wife was working, they were struggling. And it's one of those situations where a lot of times we as drivers may see a friend and go, well, I know they're having a difficult time, but things don't seem that bad. A lot of times it could be worse than you realize. So it doesn't hurt to go ahead and fill out that application. Let us know. If, like I said, if you wish to remain anonymous, not a problem. Go ahead and do so. And we'll be more than happy to, you know, handle this in a sensitive manner as possible. Because once again, we do realize many of us have been in similar circumstances and have that sense of empathy where we might not understand exactly what they're going through, but we have a bit of a comprehension of what it's like to go through some of these struggles.
And on that note, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Christmas music and finding out exactly where people can really step up and really help you guys to help some trucker families for Christmas. You're listening to TNCRadio.live.
The diesel engine sing, hear the motors chattering, power up and hear them roar, gouge on it down to the floor, power packed and filled with pride, such a great exciting ride, 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright onto the sky. 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright onto the sky. Hark the diesel engine sing, hear the motors chattering, cruising down from Shaky Side, see the triple digit ride, watch that big boy dragon fly, truckers cruising, do or die, 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright onto the sky, 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright. The diesel engine sing, hear the motors chattering, power up and hear them roar, gouge on it down to the floor, power packed and filled with pride, such a great exciting ride, 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright onto the sky, 18 wheelers roaring by, shining bright onto the sky. Hear the engine sing, hear the motor shatter.
the Truckers Network Radio Show. I'm Shelley Johnson with Tom Kelly, and today we're talking with Tom Kirk of Truckers Christmas Group. If you're not familiar with it, it's an organization that raises funds for CDL drivers and their families in the U.S. and Canada who need support during the Christmas season. Tom, you've had some marvelous stories. How about you tell us, where can people, where's the most important need that you guys have right now so people can help out?
The two most important needs that we have that are immediate needs is, one, getting the word out to drivers who may qualify and getting people to apply, or for the drivers themselves who may qualify to apply as well. And along with that, obviously, is the funds to help these families. You know, when we look back in January, we were anticipating an increased need. And normally, we actually don't start our advertising, fundraising, accepting of applications to right around now. It's usually the week of Thanksgiving when we start. But the board kind of realized, even before COVID, we just had a feeling we were going to need more of a lead time this year. So it's decided to start beginning of November and run our applications through December 5th for drivers who may require assistance. And in some ways, it's been a great thing that we started earlier, because with everything that's been going on, a whole bunch of people for everything from Truckers News, Overdrive, Truck News up in Canada, all kinds of publications have stepped up to help us get the word out. Traction in some ways this year, because of between the presidential election, COVID, everything else that's been going on, some of the Facebook algorithms, it's just been a little slower trying to get the word out about what we do. So places like you have been tremendous, but we really need the help getting the word out, number one. And then number two, we also need donations, whether it people want to mail a check, which they can find our address on our website, whether they wish to make an online donation, purchase something in the store, or reach out to Mark at ccgo.org to see how they can donate an item for our store. These are all our immediate needs. And if you go to ccgo.org, that's a great resource to find out a little bit more about the group, find out how you can volunteer, donate things. We have all that information right there on the website. And those, and you can learn a little bit more about some of the things we do, how the group got started. All that kind of stuff is there as a resource. And if anyone has a question or a concern, once again, they can email Mark at ccgo.org. And that's really the basics.
Tom, I had a little bit of a coughing fit right there. Did you say TCGO.org?
That is correct. TruckersChristmasGroup.org. If somebody prefers to do it the difficult way and type it all out, you're more than welcome to.
Sure.
But last year we were fortunate in that the TCGO.org domain name became available. So we got it, and to be honest, there was a self